This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about, a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough, but it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Testat. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line, but check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products, and there's a reason, because it works, and it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness, your hygiene, your health, and this is just another example. So get your legacy subs. Boom. Back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom.
All right, four things to talk about. We'll go in this order. First of all, let's start off with baseball. Okay, we're in the last week of the season. The only thing up for grabs are the wild card spots. It looks like the American League West. Texas, Seattle, and Houston are all challenging with Toronto, basically for two wild card spots and the division. So Houston, Seattle, and Texas. Houston has a shot at the division because they're 2.5 games back. But it looks like Texas has division. So it's between Houston, Seattle, and Toronto for the wild card spot. And Houston's playing at Arizona, who only think needs one game to clinch. And who else is playing here? So the weekend games, these teams are playing each other. So this weekend we have, in the American League, we have the Rays are playing the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays have no cakewalk. Let me see. Seattle is playing the Rangers. Okay, so the Rangers kind of have it sewed up. So I'm wondering if the Rangers might want to kind of like tank for the Mariners so the Mariners can pass the Astros, because I don't think people want the Astros in the playoffs. That'll be an interesting series to watch to see how that goes. Because Seattle, if they win all their games and Houston loses 2 out of 3, that the Seattle gets the spot. So that's interesting. In the National League, everything's pretty much sewed up. Arizona just needs to win one more game. But the fight right now is between the Marlins and the Cubs. They're tied for the final playoff spot. The Cubs have to play at the Brewers, okay? And the Marlins have to play at Pittsburgh. Very winnable, okay? And I'm wondering if the Brewers are going to really turn it on, because they would probably rather have the Cubs out of the playoffs than the Marlins. Because the Cubs have better pitching and more experienced hitters. Like, the Cubs have some dangerous playoff players if they make it in the playoffs. Because they got Dansby Swanson, Cody right. Bellinger. You know, they got some veteran guys there that gotta be more scary to play than you would against Miami, who's just kind of like would probably just be happy just to make the playoffs. You know,
yeah,
like
they got Solar, they got Ariz, but yeah.
But right.
Here's a great thing. I read this today that baseball games this year were down 24 minutes. Okay. Right. In my opinion, could use another 24 minutes. But the biggest thing was all the steals. There are way more steals this year than last year, because you know how the bases are bigger now. And bro, you've got fucking Acuña as the first guy in history to go 40-70.
Yeah.
And you got that guy from the Oakland A's, Ruiz, he's got 65 steals. That rookie Carroll, he's got like 50 steals. He could be the first guy in the history of the American League to have 50 steals and 30 home runs.
Right.
But a lot of stolen bases, what I'm getting at. And, bro, probably the best third baseman we ever saw, right? Brooks Robinson? Or were you too young to remember
him? No, I remember him. Yeah.
Brooks Robinson, who he reminded me a lot of Larry Bird. He wasn't too quick or athletic. He was just a dog that could go. He spent, you don't see this anymore, he spent over 20 years in the same team with the Orioles. And the only guy that won more, and you should know this because it's an Atlanta Brave, the only guy that won more Golden Gloves than him, which was 16, you know who it was?
No.
Maddox, 18.
So we'll see what happens in baseball this week, and then we'll have Josh Towers on here probably next week for the playoff preview. Real quick, I want to talk about, you saw yesterday in the middle of all the sports, humongous trade in the NBA. Damian Lillard is now going to be playing with Giannis, and that, like, bro, that's not fair. That's completely not fair. You got like Lillard's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, the best scorers. Like, how are you going to stop those? How are you going to shut those guys down? I mean, Miami's got to be pissed because, like, Damian Lillard said he basically wanted to go to Miami. They didn't get him. And now he's going to Milwaukee and playing with Giannis. Like, yeah. As a Celtics fan and a kind of a Heat fan, what do you think about this?
Good. I like competition. You know, I like the team the Celtics have. I know that a lot of people think that we lost the heart and soul when we traded Marcus Smart, but we needed to make that trade. I think Porzingis is going to fit in great. And we got a good team, you know. I'm ready to go, bro. I can't wait to meet Middleton, Giannis, and fucking Damian Lillard. The thing about Lillard, though, is he's great on offense, but he doesn't like to play D.
Right. So in college football this weekend, all the teams that were supposed to win basically had they won. But a couple games of note that I want to talk about. Florida State, excellent comeback against Clemson. Never say die. It's overtime game. Awesome game. Ohio State and Notre Dame, old school defensive trouble. Both those teams are still in the net. Notre Dame is not out of the national championship picture yet. Their defense is excellent. Right.
That game was like one of those UFC fights where nobody loses. Literally scored in the last with no time left.
Yeah.
They literally scored with 0 seconds and fucking Notre Dame twice. If you remember, they got stuffed on a fourth down. One was fourth and inches, which I don't know why they didn't run it down the middle. The guy went around the side and got nailed.
Bad coaching error, you know?
Yeah.
The highest profile game because of Deion, Oregon beat the piss out of Colorado.
Oh, my God.
Bro, did you see these videos of just all the trash talking that Colorado's doing when they show up to the thing, they're rubbing their feet on the Oregon O. Yeah. The Sanders kid is talking about, I'll beat the F at all y'all and stuff like that. And bro, you know, they got what's coming to them.
And they fired them up.
That's what these guys are going to do. They fired the other team up. They beat the piss out of them. And Deion even said, hey, give them, we got
good old fashioned buck kicking. So, yeah.
Give them their props, you know, like whatever. But
I think he actually said a good old fashioned Marietta tushy kick.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
but the Marietta, crazy Georgia. Thing is, bro, this guy, Sanders' kid, ran his mouth so much that he got hit so hard in the game by somebody that it lacerated his kidney. And that just goes to show you guys, if you're going to walk the talk, you have to walk the walk, because you got to be like, you got to have your eyes wide open at all times, because people are going to want to hurt you when you disrespect them. And you're in a combat sport out there.
Bro, Oregon put a fucking whooping on them, man. And I mean, bro, I think the first three times they had the football, they scored.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be a long night.
Right. So as good as those games were last week, this week's card is not as, you know, I mean, I'm only looking. There's just a couple
games. What sticks out?
Kansas and Texas is interesting because Kansas has that new coach, and they're actually pretty good this year. They're 4-0, and this is a top 24 team against Texas, who actually got some first place votes for number one this year. So like Texas is obviously huge, just a lot of the undefeated teams are playing games that they should win. But here's an interesting game: Duke could make some strides this week because they're 4-0. They've already beat the piss out of Clemson.
Playing Colorado?
No.
Where are they playing?
Colorado's playing USC at home, and they're a big dog again. But yeah, they're going to have trouble again because they got all these guys hurt, you know? It would be interesting to see how they bounce back, like off that, you know, like what type of team, like, you know, character they have. But this is an interesting game because it's a nighttime in Duke. Duke is 4-0, and they've already beat Clemson. They're playing Notre Dame at home. Huge. And this is a do or die game for Notre Dame, and this is a game that could actually throw Duke into the national championship picture because they'll be 5-0 in the ACC and they've already beat Clemson. So that's an interesting game. But the rest of the card is just, you know, teams that should win. But there's a game I'm betting on. Washington is playing at Arizona. I'm giving out this play if anyone wants to bet on this. Bet Washington in the first half. They are just destroyed. Like Phoenix is like Arizona's not good against the pass. Phoenix is just going to throw all over these guys. And like I'm predicting like a 35-7 halftime lead here for Washington. That's my pick of the week is the Washington Huskies. Bet them in the first half. It's probably like a 12-point favorite or something, but they'll be way ahead. NFL this week, last week. Let me see. Any of these games stick out to you? There was a
lot of Miami Dolphins. What do you mean any games?
Yeah, besides that. Yeah.
Well, let me gloat, because for many, 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 many years, I've been very sad. So we had the chance to break the all-time record with a field goal, and the coach didn't want to do it because he's too classy. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, you scored 70 points. What's the difference? Three more points. It's almost like if I hit you with 70 bullets, what's three more? You're dead already. But Miami, this is the first time Tua played without Waddle, okay? Tua had always shown flashes of brilliance, and I always thought to myself, the only reason this guy isn't doing better is because he's probably concussed or hurt. And you've got three guys that were great sprinters in college, Achane, who was at Texas A&M. You've got, what's this guy's name?
Mostert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mostert. He was also a fucking track guy, you know what I'm saying? Hill, bro, Tua started off like 17 for 17. Yeah. Did you see the game or no?
Bro, it makes you look like maybe there's a problem going on with the Denver defensive coach and the players just quitting on the guy. That's what it looked like.
Burnt. Bro, you got Tyreek Hill, fastest guy in fucking – bro, I remember in college football, Tyreek Hill was the fastest guy. I think he went to Oklahoma or Purdue. And the second fastest guy was Mostert. Now they're on the same team, you know. Bro, did you remember Sean Payton talking shit about that guy Hackett, that he was a bad guy?
Yep.
And then he got destroyed?
Yeah. So, all right. So some of the other games that were interesting, the Packers came back with Jordan Love and beat the Vikings. The Browns look like they have the best defense in the league.
Cousins is going to the Jets?
He should if they just have a chance, because Minnesota's 0-3. It's his last year of his contract.
Because I brought this up a couple weeks ago, just so you know.
Yeah, because if they lose this week, they may do the trade and get something, you know, because they're going to be losing the guy. Player I'm very surprised at, Chris Stroud. He's throwing the ball all over the place. He looks really good.
Yeah.
You know, Jacksonville's not looking good. A lot of teams are still trying to navigate their way through injuries right now. Chiefs
Did you see
great.
The Cincinnati game?
Yeah, I saw that, but the Eagles, here's who looks great. The Eagles and the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Looks great to me. The Eagles, the 49ers, and the Dolphins.
And the Chiefs, yeah. Those like the cream of the crop right now in the NFL. And Buffalo,
bro, Miami's D is for real. I'm telling you, Miami. They don't just think because Denver's a bad team. That's a good team there.
Yeah,
I've suffered through a lot of years. Yeah.
So this week, obviously, the game of the week, and this is huge. Early season games, Dolphins and Bills.
And here's the best part of all. Dallas got exposed. I told you they hadn't played anybody, and they hadn't played anybody. And you know what I'm saying?
They still haven't played anybody. They're only 2-1.
Yeah.
So interesting games this week: Dolphins and Bills. Buffalo is favored by 3 points. Sure everybody, their mother's probably going to bet Miami coming off that, but I'm not going to. You know, we'll see what happens. That's going to be a Miami always plays good up there too for some reason. So I'm not going to count them out. Not a lot of really good high profile matchups this week. We got the Ravens and the Browns because they're both 2-1. The Broncos and the Bears are for the worst, playing for the worst team in the league. we'll see. Like, there's not a lot of marquee matches, but all eyes are going to be on that game this weekend between Buffalo and Miami. We'll see what happens there. But who are you taking?
Which one?
In Buffalo, Miami. Do you think Buffalo's going to beat them? You like Buffalo then, huh?
Of course not. What type of question is that, Glenn? I've been a Dolphin fan since the 70s.
I know you want the
Dolphins. Right. Always. Yes. Always.
I'll take Buffalo. Right. And the 49ers are at home against the Cardinals and the Patriots.
You want to put a bet on that?
Nah. I got to see what's going on this weekend.
Right.
But the NFL kind of lame card this week, but we'll see. But that big game is going to be Patriots and Bills. And let's go talk about the fight.
It's in your neck of the woods. Okay. There's four belts are on the line. You know, one has two. I think the other one has two. Charlo's coming up in weight to fight Alvarez because he's actually he's a 154 and.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's coming up considerably in weight to fight this guy.
Like he's a junior middleweight, and he's going up to super middleweight. Yeah, so he's 54, like 14 pounds.
Right.
You know. Yeah. Here's the thing about Charlo. Charlo's obviously quicker, more athletic, can punch, can box. He was a good amateur wrestler, but I just think he's got to come up in weight. He hasn't fought anybody really, you know. This guy's fought everybody, and he knows. He even said it that his last three matches, he didn't look good, and he wants to go in there and make a difference. So I just think that this is how I look at Alvarez. What he always does, he stalks the opponent, he cuts off the ring, he wears down the opponent with punches, and he'll score either a late stoppage or a clear decision. That's how I see it going. I'm going Alvarez.
I would not disagree with that. He's like a 4-1 favorite. But the thing I worry about here is that if Charlo, if the weight increase is not too much for him, where the speed advantage will have him winning a lot of rounds because he'll be scoring a lot of shots.
You'll always have the speed advantage.
No, right.
But this is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen because, bro, Alvarez does the same thing every fight. He always comes in bigger than the other guy. Always. He rehydrates very well, okay? He's already the bigger guy naturally. So he's going to be bigger than him. He's going to stalk him. Like I said, he's going to cut off the fucking ring, and then he's going to fucking come in and try to knock him out, you know? I just see that happening.
I'm aware of that. My point is, if he doesn't knock him out, the quicker fighter score enough points to win a 7-5, you know, 7 rounds of 5.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
It's a possibility, you know. So that's why it's an interesting fight. But if I was betting on this, he gave me $100 and make the bet. I bet $100 on Canelo knock the guy out.
I would agree with that. I would think I don't think Canelo's gonna have to worry about points too much because I think he's just in control. You know what I mean? He's not gonna let this guy connect and then just have a rhythm going. He's gonna stop him. I would say Canelo and eighth, ninth, or tenth with a knockout.
All right. That's been a good sports this week.
Yo, that's been our sports. If you got any questions, opinions, comments, or whatever, keep them to yourself or send them to K100question@gmail.com. Boom. All right.
And I saw, Conan, that you actually extended the yellow card onto Twitter. You just yellow carded someone on Twitter.
I just yellow carded somebody on Twitter.